This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Jay Sekulow's American Center for Law and Justice announces big win for a small prayer group. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
The American Center for Law and Justice continually stand for the rights of Americans expressing their Christian beliefs, both large organizations as well as small home groups. The law firm recently shared a success story of a private homeowner who was hosting prayer gatherings every week in their home. After a few weeks, they received a cease and desist notice from the city officials in an attempt to shut down the small private gatherings of believers. The city claimed that the homeowner was operating a church in the building and then classified it in the same category as daycare centers and mental health facilities. The ACLJ came to the prayer group's defense and argued that the homeowner hosting a prayer gathering is no different than if they decided to have a weekly book club, or a family meal with relatives, or a group of friends getting together to watch a football game. They put the local city officials on notice that their attempts to classify their client's prayer gathering as something that it is not, because it is a private religious gathering, is ridiculous and is in violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, which requires government entities to treat similarly situated people alike. In the case of their client, there was no rational basis for the city to demand the group cease and desist, not so much as a traffic, parking, or other safety concerns that could justify the demand. The ACLJ listed various other laws that the city was violating, and when they received the letter, the city backed down from their harassment of the prayer gatherings that were able to continue once again. The ACLJ commented that, "The bottom line is that the county is treating our client, the church, differently and worse because it's a church and has these religious beliefs about alcohol." But federal statutes and the U.S. Constitution do not allow the county to do that, and that's why we're taking it to court. We must stand up for churches' rights in this country. It's a small church and it's a big country. It's David and Goliath. Know your rights. Pray hard. And stand firm. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.